This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir, facing the country's biggest popular protests since he came to power 30 years ago, has declared a one-year state of emergency. In a televised speech, Bashir also said he would dissolve the central government as well as state governments. Later, he appointed a new prime minister but left the country's current defense, foreign, and justice ministers in place. Bashir also appointed new state governors who were all from the military. The embattled president has been the target of protests that started over cuts in bread and fuel subsidies, but later morphed into anger over his rule. Nigeria's president says polling stations will be safe Saturday when the country holds national elections after a one-week delay. In a nationally televised address Friday, President Muhammadu Buhari said security has been mobilized across the country for the polls and pledged that people will be able to vote without intimidation or fear. Political tensions are running high as Nigerians prepare to elect a new president and parliament. At least two people were killed and several others injured in clashes between the Venezuelan military and a group of civilians at the Brazilian border on Friday. News reports from Venezuela say two people died when National Guard officers attempted to disperse indigenous citizens blocking a road on the border with Brazil. President Nicolas Maduro has closed the country's border with its neighbor in a dispute over the delivery of humanitarian aid to Venezuela. Also Friday, Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido showed up at a concert dubbed Venezuela Aid Live, organized by British billionaire Richard Branson, and intended to raise millions of dollars for humanitarian aid for Venezuela. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. It now appears that Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election will not be coming out next week. AP Sagar Meghani tells us why.
Though Bob Mueller is showing signs of wrapping up the probe into Russian election interference and ties to the Trump campaign, a senior Justice Department official tells the AP Mueller's report is not expected to be delivered next week. As the anticipation grows, President Trump is again saying he won the election fair and square.
It had nothing to do with Russia.
And he's looking forward to seeing Mueller's report.
If it's an honest report, it will say that. If it's not an honest report, it won't.
It's also unclear whether Mueller's actual report will ever be made public. Attorney General William Barr will prepare his own report based on the conclusions and says he intends to make some of it public. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
R&B music star R. Kelly has been indicted in Chicago on sex abuse charges. AP correspondent Warren Levinson has details.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox announced the charges, 10 in all, of aggravated criminal sexual abuse of four girls younger than 17. The earliest cases date back to 1998, when Kelly would have been 31, the latest to 2010. Each count carries a sentence of up to 7 years. The Grammy-winning singer and composer, who denies ever having had sexual contact with underage girls, faces a bond hearing Saturday. I'm Warren Levinson.
Cardinals attending Pope Francis's summit on preventing clergy sex abuse called Friday for a new culture of accountability in the Catholic Church to punish bishops and religious superiors when they fail to protect their flocks from predator priests. Sabina Castelfranco reports.
Cardinals attending the summit spoke of the importance of the witness, courage, and candor of victim survivors to keep the church's leadership focused on learning the seriousness of child abuse, the damage that it has done, the havoc it has wreaked on people's lives. The Vatican Conference ends Sunday when Pope Francis delivers a speech and holds a mass with all participants. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Small trucks carrying disheveled men, women, and children left the Islamic State group's last pocket of territory in eastern Syria in an escorted convoy on Friday. At least 36 trucks and two buses were seen carrying civilians through a humanitarian corridor from the remote village of Baghouz near the Iraqi border. Meanwhile, at the White House, President Donald Trump confirmed that the United States will leave about 400 troops in Syria. The U.S. currently has about 2,000 troops in the country. Trump had said in December that all U.S. troops would leave, but changed his mind after conflict with allies and within his own administration. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.